Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's your Pro Football Today news update.
Are you still ready for some football? Once again, I'm Alex Fasano with your news update. We'll get into some of those games that I did mention in the first update. No real change in the inactive list here because it's still a little early. But as the hour continues and as the day goes on, we'll have more inactives for you before week one kicks off. So some of those games I didn't get to in the first update, guys, stop me if you like any of them. 49ers and the Bucks. This one's basically a pick 'em with the Bucks at your minus one favorite. The over under is 51.
I have some shares of the Bucks as a survivor knockout play today. That's how confident I am that I think they get it done at home against San Francisco.
Nice easy win, and then you don't have to use them for the rest of the
season. That's right, because I will not intend to need to use them, but I want to get that one out of the way. I think they look good at home today.
All right, I like that too. So if inactive for your Tampa Bay Bucks, Mike Evans is questionable on a wide receiver in this one. Devin White, linebacker, is questionable as well. And backup quarterback Blaine Gabbert is officially out in this matchup. On the other side, San Francisco, Nick Bosa, the defensive end, is questionable, as is cornerback Jason Verrett. So 4:25 p.m. Eastern time, Raymond James Stadium coming at you. We'll see what happens in this one. Another 4 o'clock game I didn't get into. 4:25 p.m. Eastern time coming from AT&T Stadium in Dallas. It's the Giants visiting the Cowboys. Cowboys, your 7-point favorites in this one. No real inactive injuries here. Just that Donovan Wilson and Darian Thompson, both safeties for Dallas. They're backup safeties, but they are both listed as out. So not much depth in the secondary for the Cowboys in this one. I said 7-point favorites, Dallas, and the over-under is 45.5. And I have to mention it, guys, Sunday Night Football. Steelers take it on the Patriots. Patriots, your 5.5-point favorites in this one. The over-under is 49 coming at you, 8:20 kickoff p.m. Eastern time from Gillette Stadium. They're going to raise the banners and give out the rings and la-di-da. Congratulations, New England Patriots. Yeah, they're the Super Bowl champs. God, awesome. Great for them. Inactives that I have so far in this one, Pittsburgh's Sean Davis, safety, is doubtful for this matchup. And for New England, the re-signed Demaryius Thomas is questionable as well. But, you know, I don't think they're really going to need Demaryius Thomas in this case.
Yeah, I guess that's true. My question is, we know he's not suiting up, but will Antonio Brown be on the sideline there against his former team? Will he be staring, you know, Mike Tomlin and Juju on the other side, or will he not even be on the sidelines? That's a very interesting question for me.
I'm pretty sure I read that he's not with the team at all. He's not officially on the team yet.
Okay.
So, because of something with his contract, you know, week one, he's not allowed to be
on
the team.
So he won't be in the building.
I don't believe he's allowed to be with the team, but he could maybe buy a guest field pass, maybe, and sit like in the
section. Yeah, maybe he'll be at the massage parlor with his new owner.
That could be true. You know, I heard he's really handy in all the.
That's right. On his release, you know, he gets up. He's good on the draw, you know, with his hands. He's handsy.
Exactly. Handsy in that one. So hopefully AB is happy in his new home. So we wish him all the best in this one. So I'll repeat some of those questionable inactives in this one. Some of the big names for Jacksonville in the Chiefs-Jacksonville game coming at you at 1 p.m. Eastern time from TIAA Bank Field. Josh Oliver, the tight end, is out. And Cam Robinson, your offensive tackle, is doubtful for the Jaguars. Once again, this total is 50.5. You really think these two division rivals can reach this over in this one? I mean, we know Pat Mahomes is such a electric quarterback, but I mean 50.5.
Yes, so actually I got the under when it was 52.5. Okay. They are not division rivals, but will be competing in the AFC together. And I think, listen, the Jacksonville Jaguars are a better defense. I'm looking at this rookie kid out of Kentucky, Josh Allen, and also the Jacksonville Jaguars, we know how they want to play. They now have a game manager potentially in Blake Bortles, replacing Blake Bortles and the Bortles service that was his performance. But I think Leonard Fournette is going to get a ton of touches, and this Jacksonville team is going to try to keep Patty Mahomes on the sidelines, less possessions. I like the under in this game.
All right, we'll see how that one plays out. My apologies, not division rivals, but this team is a division rival with this team. The Washington football team visiting the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles, your 10-point favorites. 44.5 is the over. Once again, 1 p.m. Eastern coming at you from Lincoln Financial Field. Some questionable inactives. Colt McCoy, your backup quarterback, is officially out in this one. And Jordan Reed as well, tight end, is out in this one. So Vernon Davis is going to be your tight end For the Washington football team, and Philly is such a high favorite. Carson Wentz is coming back. I kind of like Philly in this one too, with the points. So just give me a Philly domination football game over here at Lincoln Financial Field. All right, some other big name inactives in the NFL Week 1. Baltimore taking on the Dolphins, 1 p.m. Eastern time, coming from Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida. Baltimore are 7-point favorites, and the over-under is 40.5. But I said big name inactives. Brandon Carr, who's questionable for the Baltimore Ravens, your cornerback, and Marquise Brown, their draft pick wide receiver, is also questionable as well. And on the other side, Miami's Albert Wilson is questionable, and cornerback Bobby McCain. So literally both teams are dealing with two of the same positions with questionable injuries. So we'll continue to keep you guys updated in this one. Once again, the over-under is 40.5, and Baltimore is your 7-point favorites. And one of the most anticipated games, I believe, in Week 1 this week, the Browns taking on the Titans. Can this Cleveland offense prove everybody right and really be the high-powered offense that everyone wants them to be? They are 5.5-point favorites in this. The total is 44. And Reggie Gilbert, your linebacker for Tennessee, is officially listed as out in this matchup. That's coming at you 1 p.m. Eastern from First Energy Stadium. All right, guys, we'll keep you updated all throughout this this Sunday for Week 1 of the NFL.
Folks, what's going on, Grid?
This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid. Football Today.
Back to pass, pumps to the left, 8 seconds left. He gets away from the pressure, fires to the end zone. It's caught! It's Greg Lewis! Touchdown! Oh my goodness!
What are they going to rule? That he caught it? Touchdown! He did what?
Here's the snap, the ball is down. Dempsey kicks, it's on the way! It is! Good! It's good! It's good! The stadium is wild!
Back on Pro Football Today, it's hour number two. We got some best bets in. We got some DFS information in. So we're taking care of you every way possible. It's Mike Blewett, Dane Martinez, Joe Rainier. We're here for hour number two and getting you ready. So we only got a couple of minutes here in this segment, and then we'll start to get into the games a little bit deeper. But, Dane, how about some tickets that you're holding today that you feel really confident about?
Yeah, sure. You guys were talking about that Kansas City Jacksonville game, and you guys both like the Jags. I'm on that game, but on the total. I really believe we said it on the top of the news update. I'm on the under in this game. I got it at 52.5. It's now down to 50.5. You know, we talk about potentially some regression from Kansas City, but I'm more excited about the other side of the ball. I think an improved Jacksonville defense with the rookie Josh Allen, you know, renewed confidence there. And also, I think that with Nick Foles under center, they'll be able to run the clock a little bit more. You know, that's the way Jacksonville likes to play with Leonard Fournette running the ball, playing defense. I just think there's going to be less opportunity for both teams. I like the under in Kansas City, Jacksonville, guys.
Yeah. So, Joe, I got one that I like here with Baltimore. Put a little bit down on Mark Ingram and a little bit down on Lamar Jackson for first touchdown score. I'm getting both at 6.5 to 1. I figured sort of split the baby on that one. Thoughts on that, and maybe a ticket that you're holding that you want to let everybody know about?
Listen, I've been here in Miami a long time, and the month of September does very strange things to very good football teams for the first game or second game of the season. It's going to be in the 90s, the humidity, it's going to be, you're going to be sucking it down, and laying a touchdown or more, I would be a little wary about that if you're backing the Baltimore Ravens today. Just saying, might be the only game the Dolphins look good in all year.
That's not good for the tickets tonight.
Magic time down in South Florida.
Such is life. Yeah. Yeah, we got to see. I mean, they got to win one game, right? Maybe not. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about some more games after this on Pro Football Today.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Modell's.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
We're back on Pro Football Today. Mike, Joe, and Dane. Excited to be here at FanDuel Sportsbook. But we talked a little bit, Joe, about Miami before the break. You're saying it does strange things. Last year, the Bears got caught in a game where it was a 100-degree heat index. They lost in overtime. In fact, the Sharps were on Miami last year, last summer, when the number came out at 6. It ended up pushing it up to 6.5. They ultimately cleared that, thanks in part to the miracle in Miami. So you don't have to win them by a lot. You just have to win them, Joe. And to your point, that heat can really have an adverse effect in Tampa and in Miami in particular. The humidity, the heat, can have an impact on players that are playing there in the summer and get gassed in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and listen, Mike, I mean, right now I'm looking at about 83% of the bets coming in on the Ravens. And, you know me, if I got the public, 83% of the public is backing the Ravens. You're going left, I'm going right. There's no way I'm throwing my hat in that pool. I do think this might even get back to a 7, maybe even a 7.5 before kickoff, because I do think even more public money is going to come in today. And you know, beware, guys. The month of September, I've seen lesser Dolphin teams, believe it or not, have real success the first or second week in September because it's a different animal, especially in the second half. So if you want to back Baltimore, back them in the first half, because come the second half, that's when those big offensive linemen and defensive linemen, they start sucking wind a little bit, Mike.
Yeah, I think it's a good tip. I've been vocal about me supporting the Ravens this week. I am nervous about it in some ways because of the things that Joe says, and it's something that I'm well aware of. My only counter to Joe's point is that I think Miami is going to be such a bad team that I think early in the season we're going to get value on these spreads. Now, obviously, with it being in Miami and it being hot like that, it can have an impact on the Ravens players and anybody else that comes in there. I just think this team is going to struggle so badly offensively that I think we're still getting value on these spreads, even a point or two, before these start to push into double-digit point spreads every week. Dane, let me throw it over to you. I mentioned that player prop I had earlier, first touchdown, Mark Ingram or Lamar Jackson. So I'm getting what amounts to, I'm getting 6.5 to 1 on each player, but I split it down a little bit, so I'm not quite getting that value. But thoughts on that or any other player props out there?
Yeah, I think that's definitely viable. As we know, Baltimore is going to be one of the most run-heavy teams in the National Football League, right? So take a shot with Lamar or Mark Ingram. You know, at the goal line, though, Blewett, they could also go to a guy like Gus Edwards. They could also, that could be where they run the bootleg. I'm excited for a tight end, Mark Andrews. I think he is going to have a breakout season, but for the idea of who will score the first touchdown prop in this game, I do think it is a safer bet to have someone via the legs for Baltimore, and I do think you got the two right guys, either Lamar Jackson or Mark Ingram, who is someone they invested in the offseason, and I see as an RB2 for a season-long fantasy. With this game, I will say this, though, guys. Listen, I agree. This idea that weird things happen down there in the heat in September. Don't forget, the Miami Dolphins last year started, I believe, 3-0 before they went up to New England and got boat raced, right? And here's the other thing that happens. Under center for the Dolphins is Ryan Fitzpatrick. Do you remember what he did week one last year in New Orleans against the Saints? I think he put up 400-plus yards. If the magic is going to happen, it's going to happen this week. Do I think Miami wins the game? Probably not. I like it at the 5, 5.5 that I saw. I'd be a little scared about the 7, but what I'd also say is you're not going to find me with Baltimore Ravens as my pick for survivor picks, okay? I know everyone hates Miami, but I'm staying away from teams that are at home or have somewhat familiar opponents. I know a lot of people are sexy picking the Ravens as a knockout pool or survivor pool pick in week one. I would look elsewhere for that.
Yeah, just to give you a sense of what Miami's schedule is. So they're opening up here with Baltimore. New England comes down there next week, so they'll be in the heat. Then they go to Dallas, and then they have the Chargers coming in on the heat. You got to figure they're going to trip up one of those teams. I just don't suspect it'll be the Ravens today. Very well-prepared team. They blew out the Bills in week one last year. They've won 16 or 17 preseason games in a row. I just think Harbaugh has them prepared today. I don't think they'll get caught, but Joe's talking about value, not necessarily an outright win for Miami. So let's move on to another game that I think hasn't been talked about all that much, even though Browns have been a popular topic all this offseason, Joe. This number right now, sitting at 5.5, a pretty crooked number. The Daily Roto betting model has Tennessee as a 4-star value getting 5.5 points. I suspect there's some hesitation as to how successful the Browns offense will be right out of the gate. But give me your thoughts on this game, because I haven't really heard too many people jump on this game, probably because of the crooked number.
Well, you got 70% of the bets right now coming in on Cleveland. The hype train is, it started a couple of months ago. It continues to roll, Mike. So they are a public darling right now. Heck, they've been chosen to win not only the division, but they're going to the Super Bowl. I would slow down a little bit here and realize that listen, they should be good. Their schedule sets up to be a bit brutal. It's kind of split. It's going to be a little brutal, going to be a little easier. But in this particular game, I'm worried about points. I don't think there's going to be nearly as many points as people think there's going to be. I do like the under. I think it opened up at about 45.5, 45, somewhere in that ballpark. I do like the Tennessee Titans defense. They were ranked number, I think, in the top 5 last year of coverage rating. So I do think OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., has already said that his hip's bothering him. First game, Freddie Kitchens, Mike Vrabel, all that hype. I do think the Browns win, but I'm more interested in the total this game. I think points with both of those offenses aren't going to be nearly as easy to come by as people think they are.
Yeah, Daily Roto also has that as a 2-star under, so they like this game for, I think those play together. They expect the game to be a little bit closer than people suspect and a lower scoring game. Obviously, the lower scoring game, a bigger opportunity for it to get tighter. So, Dane, on that front, I'll just give you a chance here to talk a little bit about fantasy. Nick Chubb in this matchup. Seemingly a pretty good matchup. Even though the Tennessee defense is good, they're a little bit more stout in the secondary. Kevin Byard obviously getting the huge offseason extension. So Cleveland now going up. Nick Chubb with an opportunity to kind of break out as the workhorse back starting in week one. And then Marcus Mariota obviously playing for his job all this season. Your thoughts maybe on Chubb today in this season and Mariota for the rest of the way?
Sure, Mike. I think Chubb is great for fantasy until week 8 or 9, right? And that's part of the reason why I didn't draft him personally in season long, because if I wanted him, he's getting drafted as a top-level RB1, right? And I need that guy to be a workhorse, a cornerstone. And that's going to happen for the first half of the season. I think he's going to be great for the first half of the season. But then the unknowns come in when Kareem Hunt comes back after their bye, and that's just when you're in the fantasy playoffs or making your stretch run, and you don't need your number one running back to start to have his volume compromised. So I don't have many shares of him, but I do think he has good matchups. I do think he is a great running back who will be a top 10 back for the first half of the season. As it goes to Marcus Mariota, though, I am low on the Tennessee Titans this year. I am low even on guys like Corey Davis, AJ Brown, Delanie Walker, and their pass catchers. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. You touched on it before, Blewett. I believe Ryan Tannehill is going to make starts for the Tennessee Titans come the middle of the season. I think they are done with Mariota. I think he is going to show himself to kind of become a backup in, you know, in the future. I think they make the switch at quarterback some point this season. I'm low on the Titans, and because of that changing familiarity, that changing cohesion, I am down on the Tennessee Titans pass catchers as well. That goes for Corey Davis, AJ Brown, Delanie Walker, and even if you like Deion Lewis out of the backfield, I think they're going to return to exotic smash mouth, and this is going to be them feeding Derrick Henry the rock as much as they possibly can, because they're going to chew him up and spit him out as well. He's another one of these running backs on the last year of his rookie deal.
Joe, I'll give you a chance to comment there. Do you think Mariota survives the season? Do you think the Titans, whose number is at 8, I think people don't have as strong opinions in general on the Titans.
I do.
You think Mariota makes it through the season, and what you like them over or under, Joe?
Well, I do, but and here's why. Because I think if his backup, if you guys swap jerseys, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the two quarterbacks. So whether it's Mariota 1 or Mariota 1A, you're getting Mariota.
I'm picking up what you're throwing down. I like it. We're actually going to talk about our seasonal win totals next. So
yeah,
that was a little tease
again
there from the Titans. Yeah, well, let's do it after this. You know I'm for. Steelers over, baby. Let's do it. We'll be right back.
Full-time fantasy. For Green Bay, here's what I know. I know I don't know a lot about this team. I know I like Aaron Rodgers, and I know I love Davante Adams. Boom, I know it. Do I know that Aaron Jones is going to get the full complement of carries? I don't know that. What about Jamal Williams? Are they going to give him 10 touches like Mike McCarthy days? I hope not. How is Geronimo Allison going to do in the slot? How is Marquez Valdez-Scantling going to do there?
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com. The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
The best friends forever.
Antonio Brown's like, I want to punch you in the face right now, and said, punted a football half the field. He got sent home, and that's what we know.
And didn't he say, fine me for that after he punted the football?
Fine me for that! Something like that.
That is something worth being fined for. I don't know what's going on with Antonio Brown. There's clearly some screws loose.
Watch live weekdays, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern on SportsGrid and Zumo TV, channel 719.
We're back on PFT. Going to get into some seasonal win totals. There's crazy stories coming out about Antonio Brown. I don't want to make this an AB show, but there's a Chris Mortensen report that you guys got to go read. I haven't got a chance to get all the way through it because I'm in the middle of the show, but it looks like the conspiracy theorists have a little bit to go off of here, guys. It seems like AB might have had a plan here to get released. Now, who knows when he concocted that plan. He may have realized that things were so dire late, the relationship between he and Mayock had fallen apart, that maybe that's when the plan came into play. But it looks like there may have been a little bit more afoot than just these last 2 days or so. But we'll see. I'll try to report that maybe at the top of the hour. Alex can get that. I'll get a little bit more details in between the break. But there seems like there's more to the story, and I think things will continue to unravel. So seasonal win totals, guys. It's something we've talked a lot about for weeks, and I'll tell you what I have, but we'll pass the ball around. Why don't we start with Dane? Dane, what tickets are you holding this year? Things you feel confident about, over, under? Lay them on me.
Sure, Blewett. I got two. If you haven't noticed from what I said in the last segment, I'm on the under for the Tennessee Titans in terms of 8. I think that's ridiculous. I think they are the last place team in that division. We know about Houston. You like Jacksonville a little bit. I still think Indy can be representative. And I don't think a last place team in the division finishes 8 or 8 or better. Okay. I think I told you about the changing of head coach, the potential changing of quarterback. I see them falling below 8. So that is definitely one of them. But the other one I'll give you, it's a similar kind of theory. It is a last place team, in my opinion, in a division in the AFC. I go to Cincinnati, guys. I think the Cincinnati Bengals, I see 6 as their win total. I think it goes left for the Bengals very quickly, and I also believe that time could be ticking out on Andy Dalton as the starting quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals as well. I see their win total as 6. I think the Cincinnati Bengals are picking in the top 5 of next year's NFL draft.
All right, so good couple of ones there. Joe, how about over to you? Just sort of see what you're holding right now and exactly where we're going to be. Maybe by Thanksgiving you'll have a couple of tickets cashed.
One of the first tickets that I had bought when the lines came out was the Giants over 6. I thought the overreaction to the draft with Daniel Jones and everyone sticking a fork in the Giants was way, way, way overrated. They got the best running back in the league by far. They've gotten better on the offensive line, while the wide receivers, obviously a little either suspended or hurt. I think Evan Ingram is going to have a career year this year, and I love what they've done on the defense. They've gotten younger, more athletic. They got rid of the old guys. I think the demise of the New York Giants was a little bit overstated, so I love them getting over 6 wins. And I know I think it was pushed up at some point to 6.5. It might be in some of the books, but that was one of them that I absolutely loved. And the other one was two teams I'm fading, the Chicago Bears, which I think overachieved last year at 12-4. And I think after game one so far, that's looking pretty good. 9.5. I don't think they're going to make it to 9. And the Rams, the Super Bowl hangover. The Rams last year in one score games, just to give you an idea, they were 6-1. They were 4-0 in field goal games, and they had a plus 11 turnover margin in those one score games. That is, everything falls your way, you have the kind of year. When things, those numbers, and you know as well as I do, the NFL, the regression is, it's vicious, guys. And the Bears are going to experience it this year, as far as I'm concerned. And so are the Rams at 10.5 wins. I don't think they get the double-digit wins.
I like both of those. You and I talked about it a lot. I chickened out on the Giants for this reason. I think the offense can be capable and maybe even solid. I think the defense can be really bad, but it's more of an unknown than me feeling confident about them being bad. So I laid off the Giants. The Bears, I chickened out. I don't know what to tell you. I think they absolutely are going to regress, and I don't think week one is necessarily just a representation of the whole season. But I just think they're going to regress. Things really went their way last year with turnovers. They had 36 turnovers, the most in the league. There's a very high rate of regression on turnovers coming back closer to the middle. The defense ranked number one statistically will likely fall. I think on average that number one team the next year ranks about ninth. So it could be a good defense, dominant at times, but maybe not the consistency that you saw last year. And the Rams, I also see a Super Bowl hangover. I just had problems with trying to figure out how much they were going to fall back. I think Seattle is live to win that division. I just don't know about the Niners and the Cardinals, exactly what they were going to be. So my favorite of those three is definitely the Bears. But I'll tell you what I am actually holding. So I got Miami under. I just think it's been rare that we've seen a team go for it like this. And when I say go for it, they're tanking all the way. They've got three building blocks on defense in Howard, Wilkins, and missing somebody, McMillan. So, and then from there, I think the offense, it can be a real mess, particularly getting rid of Laremy Tunsil. We're worried about Fitzpatrick, but both guys are going to play this year. And I just think 4.5, while you're not going to clear it by much, I think you clear it. They're going to need one of these wins in the hot month of September for them to get off to a good start, but they're playing really good opponents before that week five bye. Another one I'm holding, well, I talked about the Jaguars to win the division and the Falcons to win the division. I'm really doing those for value, but I think both of those teams go over. Falcons at 8.5, Jaguars at 8. But the Bengals, under 6. Dane, I'm with you on this one. I just think that Andy Dalton's days are numbered. It's the last year of his deal. Do we see Ryan Finley? Probably, if only that they can give him a look before they maybe try to draft somebody else. He's a mid-round draft pick, not a lot of capital, but I think they give him a shot here at some point during the season. So I'm with you on the Bengals, Dane.
Yeah, and you know what's also interesting? Okay, everything I've heard, you know, leading up to the draft and things of that nature is out of NC State, this kid Ryan Finley, that maybe didn't have the arm strength, maybe didn't have some of the athleticism, but what he did have was the processing, the decision-making, the ability to read defenses, and that's something you need coming in. What I also know is that there's a new head coach in Cincinnati, right? Zach Taylor, who may have seen this kid, in my opinion, as a new piece of clay to mold. You know, you always hear with a new regime, you want to get your guys, and I think that they're fine to let Andy Dalton move on, and then if you combine it with what I said before, guys, listen, I don't think the Bengals are going to be in contention. So when we fast forward to, say, mid-November or Thanksgiving, and the Bengals are, in my opinion, 3-9, and at that point, what else is there to do except see if you have anything in Ryan Finley? I think that is the path, unfortunately, for the Cincinnati Bengals this year, and I do think Finley will be making starts in December to find out what he's got.
So this is really the last chance we're going to get at talking about these season win totals, guys. I mean, you still have an hour and a half to get in here on a lot of these teams. Packers, Bears obviously have already played, but we still have a shot. And the last one, Joe, that I went with, and then we can get back into some other teams, I'm taking the Washington under. It was at 6. There was a point at which it was 6.5. I would have liked that hook. But I think Washington is a mess. If Trent Williams comes back, it helps. I get the sense that the Jay Gruden era in Washington is coming to a close. I actually think he's a good coach. I think he just landed with an organization that is a mess, can't get out of their own way often. The Alex Smith thing is brutal for them, and that's just plain bad luck for everybody involved. But I just don't think that they're going to be able to. They have talent on defense. I just don't think they're going to be able to move the ball consistently with this offensive line and a lack of talent at the wide receiver position to be able to rack up 7 wins. I just can't get them to 7, Joe, no matter how much hard I try.
Yeah, you got. I like the prop of Gruden being the first coach fired this year, and already we're getting reports that the locker room is a mess because Gruden decided to sit Adrian Peterson today, a healthy scratch, and apparently the veterans in that locker room they're furious right now because don't forget AP. He showed up last year when they needed him the most. Like, he went out of his way to be the guy for them last year. And those veterans in the locker room don't know how you do it to him. I know Darius Geis is the future, but Gruden's not making already. We've got turmoil in the locker room before game one even kicks off.
He had 1,000 yards last year. Yep. Nobody expected that. He had 250 carries, 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns. It maybe didn't look pretty all the time, but he did show up. And the Trent Williams thing, he's the most respected guy in the whole locker room. And he's got issues with the team. I think it's hard to put Gruden at the center of it as it being his fault, but I think he is in the center of it whether he likes it or not. So that's why I like the Washington under this year. Plus, I just think that Philly and Dallas are way superior to them. You'll notice a trend in my bets. I think Miami is clearly the last-place team. I think Cincinnati is clearly the last-place team. And it's going to be difficult to rack up any divisional wins for them. Teams always get one. But they got to try to get to 7 wins. 7-win teams can look pretty bad at times, but you have to have some consistency of play to get to 7 wins. You're just right near a 500 team. All right, I like the Steelers over 2. I haven't played it. I'm a Steelers fan. I don't really need any more motivation on that one. Dane, anybody else out there that you liked and you just didn't play?
Yeah, you know, I look to the very, very top, you know, and are there teams that I could fade at the very, very top? I'm with Joe in terms of the Rams Super Bowl hangover. I also can see a universe, Blewett, because I'm with you on the Atlanta Falcons being dangerous, and that's a pretty good division. I could see the Saints still being a playoff team, still being a good team, but I'm looking at their number, and it's 10.5, you know, and I think, listen, there could be some regression there. I could see the Saints easily being a 10-6 team, still being a playoff team, but getting to 11 is a little bit tough for me.
Yeah, in my over-under competition that I do every year, the Saints were drafted in that. We do a snake draft, 4 guys. It's a lot of fun amongst friends, but there's some money on the line, and the Saints were drafted as an under at 10.5. Joe, the last one I'll ask you about, the Seahawks. I took them at 8.5 over. This stiff competition, it's not the easiest schedule. It's a top 10 most difficult schedule. I think it ranks around 8 or 9, according to ESPN, but the Hawks on the over. You like it or no?
I do. I like them a lot. I like them more than I like the Rams and everybody else in that division. Clowney just adds a whole nother dimension. That defense is going back to being ferocious, guys. Russell Wilson will have a banner year.
Hawks on our minds. We'll be right back after this.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car?
car repair? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Back on Pro Football Today. Thanks for joining us live at the FanDuel Sportsbook on this week one. You find Dane Martinez on Twitter at Spit and Speeds. Joe Raineri at Joe Raineri, R-A-I-N-E-R-I. Those guys co-host Make It Rain every morning on the Sports Grid TV network, 7 to 9 Eastern. Joe gets on really early, 6 to 9 for the morning line. And then you hear me during the week on In Game Live. I do the DFS Today show, which was on earlier. You can catch replays of currently. And then I'm hosting here every week with Joe and Dane. So I'm excited to be here, and thank you for joining us today. I got some people milling around in the FanDuel Sportsbook. The action's starting to come in a little bit now. This Jets game is getting going in about an hour and 20 minutes. So people are coming in and out, going to the game, and trying to play some bets before they go. So, all right, so here we are. Player props. I already mentioned player props that I have today. First touchdown score of the game. I got a little bit on Lamar Jackson and a little bit on Mark Ingram. I just think that maybe Baltimore comes right down the field. One of those two guys scores. So I split the difference a little bit on that. Dane, what do you got for me?
Sure. You know, in terms of player props, and what's so interesting, guys, is if you listen to our DFS lineups, if you listen to some of our leans, you'll understand what we think in terms of game flow, right? And that'll also help us in terms of the player props. So you've heard me already say it. I am on Blewett. I am on Adam Thielen over 70.5 receiving yards today, okay? This is mostly because of two factors. One, I know that Atlanta pass defense, I think, can be had. I think they're going to go back and forth and score some points today. And you combine that with the reports we've heard about Stephon Diggs. Now, he's going to be active, but he has a long history of underperforming when he is hampered by injury. I think that will be the case. I think Cousins is going to lock in on Adam, and I got a feeling that he's going to go over 70.5 yards today.
So, Joe, let me ask you a general question on player props. I think people took a beating on Devontae Adams the other night. He was well under his yardage total. I think it was around 80 or so. And every game last year, he hit 80 yards or a touchdown. He doesn't hit either in week one with Aaron Rodgers at QB. But do you have any player props for the season, anything interesting on a weekly basis, or is this not an approach that you embrace?
There's a fine line between overkill as a sports investor, Mike, right? So there's so much to dive into from a statistical standpoint, just from figuring out what side you like, where the edges are, where the value lies. And sometimes what we do as bettors is we get a little greedy because, you know, those props, that looks just so good. And the reality is I will take a look, and during the week, during my analysis of trying to figure out which side I like and who has value, there will be occasionally a prop or two that pops up that I feel strongly about. For instance, Phillip Rivers today, over 1.5 passing touchdowns at about -130. I'm fairly certain that Phillip Rivers, with no Melvin Gordon, is probably going to be responsible for at least one, probably two touchdowns in the air in this particular game. I would also start and look at any sort of prop that involves the wide receivers from the Detroit Lions. You've got, guys, keep in mind here, you've got no Patrick Peterson suspended. You also have no Robert Alford, which means Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones, who were responsible for about 77% of the yardage in the air last year with Matt Stafford, they're probably going to have a field day today. So I would look to the Lions wide receivers for some of those prop bets as well.
And you know what's interesting, guys? I absolutely have that up right now, Blewett. I'm looking at that because I thought you were going to come back to me, and that's where I was going to go, Blewett. The Kenny Golladay number is 65.5 on FanDuel right now. The Marvin Jones number is 53.5. We also heard Drew Dinkmeyer talking about that in the previous hour, and I'm going there as well with Kerryon Johnson. Kerryon Johnson, it's 63.5. I think he can break one big one, and we've seen what these Arizona Cardinals defense has done. I'm with Joe. I'm with Dinkmeyer. Give me Jones, Golladay, and Kerryon Johnson, because I believe also at some point in the game, Blewett, they're going to have to park the bus. They're going to run in the second half. It's going to slow down eventually, and I like Kerryon Johnson to break out at least more than 63.5 yards.
Yeah, what's interesting about this game is I agree with everything you guys said, and Drew obviously came on earlier. Kenny Golladay was a big best ball play for me this year. I just think that while the team is shading towards the run and they are obviously going to give Kerryon Johnson a lot of touches, I find him to be valuable in fantasy circles. The Kenny Golladay, as Joe just pointed out, 77% of the air yard targets last year are Jones and Golladay, and Jones got hurt at some point. So this is really a team with a very concentrated level of players. Now, the Hockenson addition will potentially expand that, but rookie tight ends typically don't have a huge impact. So you have Johnson with tons of carries, and I think any game where the tempo could get ramped up, I think you really want to look at Golladay and Marvin Jones here. Daily Roto betting model, they have a 4-star bet on Arizona +3. So they do like the Cardinals today. But as we talked to Drew earlier, there's a chance that the play total gets pushed up. Mike Leone mentioned it on their podcast. And I think we're looking at a higher scoring game than one might expect with that total right now sitting at 46. And I think, I think it was 45.5 earlier this morning. So it's moving that way. So, all right, some good information there on player props. If you guys have any others, feel free to throw them out. But I'm going to move on to a game, and it's the game right here behind us. Buffalo Bills at New York Jets. Gabe was on here at the end of the last hour, and as a Bills fan, he's a little scared off that the money is starting to flow in on the Bills. But, Joe, I'll throw it to you first. You find an edge here? I think these are two teams really looking to break out this season, perhaps get out of the doldrums of the last couple of years. Granted, the Bills made the playoffs a couple of years ago, but they went into rebuild mode. Josh Allen, Sam Darnold facing off against one another. Who do you like today here?
Yeah, well, I understand why the Bills' money is coming in the way it is. They've owned this matchup year in year. You finally have a head coach in the Buffalo Bills and Sean McDermott that he's built the defense that is a Sean McDermott defense. And we know week one, divisional dogs in this particular spot have been extremely profitable to bettors over the years. So I get it, but to me, it's a coin flip game. And the number that stuck out to me, and guys, you'll hear us talk a lot about timing in the NFL. The numbers are sharp already. So when they come out Sunday night, right, tonight, when those lines come out for week number two, it's important that you guys are ready to pounce. This number opened up at 38.5 for a total in this game. And that was the first bet I made of the week, because even at 41 where it sits right now, I think we're going to get a heck of a lot more offense with an Adam Gase run New York Jets now. Forget about what we had with Todd Bowles. I do think year number two, I do think the weapons, I believe Robbie Anderson's going here today. Le'Veon Bell, welcome back. I think there's going to be a lot more points in this game than people give it credit for.
Yeah, Dane, we got new receivers, obviously, on the Buffalo side of things. John Brown, say Jones, a holdover, but Cole Beasley in there as well. People expecting that Cole Beasley could have a big season catching the ball. Not a lot of yardage, maybe not a lot of touchdowns, but do you expect him to be a bigger part of this Bills offense right out of the gate? And also give me your comments on Devin Singletary today.
Yeah, sure. In terms of Cole Beasley, I don't know that he's going to be fantasy relevant, but I think he will be a great new security blanket for second-year quarterback Josh Allen, right? Like, when times are tough, that is someone professional, reliable, that he can handle. When you talk about Singletary, though, this is one of the places I'm very interested to see how it kind of shakes out, right? What will the volume be like? I think it's going to be Gore to start with. We're going to see a ton of Singletary, but don't forget, if you're in a PPR kind of league, points per reception, for those of you who don't know, I think TJ Yeldon may have some value as well, being that kind of third down back. And so if Buffalo gets down and they're throwing the ball, dinking and dunking, TJ Yeldon may be viable. But as you know, Blewett, I am a Jets fan. So with this money coming in, I'll tell you what, I like the Jets at -2.5. It was three and a half earlier. I was staying away from that. But now under 3 points, I'll take them. I think this Jets offense is going to surprise some people and look good. Gaze has what he needs and Sam Darnold. I think Lev Bell as an incredible weapon, especially in the pass game out of the backfield for Sam Darnold. And when we put together a healthy Robbie Anderson, J-Mo in the slot, I think this Jets offense is going to move the ball and look productive today. I like the Jets -2.5, and I'm glad it's at 2.5 and not a full 3.
Dane, one more quick one. Josh Allen rushing yards, 39.5, over under.
I'll take the over on that. They are going to do less than last year, okay? Don't be surprised, because a lot of those were not like designed runs like they would be with Lamar Jackson. I think he's going to have to scramble less, but I'll still take the over 39. I think there's, two scrambles for a first down can do it.
Okay, we'll get to one more game before we head to break. So Washington at Philly. This game has proved to be the largest spread on the slate now, Joe, right? It's up to 10.5 at last check. I just want to get a live line. 10.5, and then the total is 44.5. We talked about the Jay Gruden props. We talked about what a mess that locker room may be, but give me your thoughts on this one today. A huge spread coming out in week one, but people think that Philly might be on all cylinders. His team didn't do a lot of retooling during the offseason, and people expect them to challenge for the Super Bowl again. So what do you think of this game today?
You know, the Eagles at -9 was a pass for me. I think it's hovering around 10. I'll see. I'll wait until the very last second. If I can get 10.5, it's something I would
it's 10.5 right now, Joe, at FanDuel. 10.5 right now.
Then that's I'm all over it. 10.5, I would definitely be interested in backing the Redskins. I listen, guys, it's divisional rivals here, okay? And once again, we told you, much like the Giants today, much like the Bills today, divisional rivals, week one of the NFL, backing those underdogs has been extremely profitable. We always talk about the key numbers of 3 and 7. Well, 10 is another key number as well, guys. So if I can get above 10 and get it at 10.5 right now, I would jump all over the Redskins. It's not about who the better team is. It's about which team is going to cover. And you give me 10.5 points, you're giving the Redskins the best chance to cover this game.
Yeah, big spread there, Dane. I don't know if you have anything different from Joe, or if you have any expectations out of players in this game. But I expect Philly to get off to a good start. It's just laying over 10 points. It's a lot.
Yeah, I agree with that one. I agree with both of you guys. Do I think Philly wins this game? Yes. Did I like it earlier in the week when it was less than double digits? I was okay with it. But when you put the division and familiarity together, week one, some rest. We have not seen Carson Wentz, remember. So some of the rust there as well. I think the backdoor cover could be live in this game. So this one's a stay away from me, even at 10.5. I'm staying away.
I think we squeak one more in here, guys. How about a game that I'm holding a ticket on right now, Seattle. They're laying 9.5 to the Bengals. We talked about how bad the Bengals are going to be this year. We talked about how the Seahawks, we like them over, potentially to challenge the Rams for the division. So, Joe, real quick, what do you think of this one today? It is a lot of points, but are you in play on the total? Give me your thoughts here.
They're the biggest favorite on the board right now, I believe, right? Them and isn't it them in Philadelphia?
Them and Philly
are the two best there. Yeah. Listen to me. Seattle's running game versus that, Cincinnati run defense is probably the biggest mismatch in this game. I do think the Seahawks roll in double digits here. I don't think they're going to show any mercy. I would fully expect them to be able to come out here and get the job done. And I might even look at the over. I do think there's going to be some points scored in this game as well.
Yeah. The Cincinnati offensive line, they've tried to retool it. And there was a time, Dane, where I liked Joe Mixon because he was going to touch the ball so much this season. And all through fantasy draft season, I just ducked him every time because I just think the team's going to be a mess.
Yep, I'm on the same page.
I don't want it to be Peyton Barber part two, you know?
Yeah, I'm on the same page. Their game flow is not going to be good for them. And in this game also, Dinkmeyer said it before, the total for Chris Carson rushing yards is 84.5. I think he could get 100 today.
I like that one. That's an interesting player prop.
Yep.
But I'll probably load it into DFS. So we'll come back, and we got Gabe, top of the hour, right here with Gabe Morency.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
The Morning Line.
If Oakland is able to win that game and they are able offensively to move the ball against the Denver defense and they don't miss him for a step, what would you do if you're Mike Mayock? Ultimately, they are ready to rock and roll. Move on from him, bring him back. They are okay, which ultimately signals to me that the locker room is like, yeah, we're done with this. Absolutely done with this. So that's where it stands right now with Antonio Brown.
Weekday, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Zumo TV, channel 719.
Back on Sports Grid TV Network, Gabe Morency here to bring you best bets. Find him on Twitter at Sports Rage. What's up, Gabe?
Oh, we're doing all right, Mike, although I think FanDuel is running out of paper. I've played so many tickets here. At last count, I have $1,375
right.
In tickets.
I feel like you're not done yet.
We actually put our money where our mouths are. You know, if somebody's talking about a game and they're giving you a prediction, but they're not betting on it, then... You know, does the prediction really matter? So we're going to put our money where our mouths are, and we're in a big – in one of these, like many tickets here that we have, we've got the Minnesota Vikings and the Atlanta Falcons to go over the number. I think we're going to have a higher scoring game in Minnesota. When you look at these quarterbacks, the wide receivers, the talent that's on the field, you got to believe that both teams are going to get into the 20s, and it's going to take high 20s to win this football game. Total's 47. It's been standing strong at 47 now. I want to bet the Minnesota Vikings here, and I ended up putting the Minnesota Vikings in a 7-point teaser. I took the Minnesota Vikings, so I got the Vikings up to +3.5 right now. And I've got the Tennessee Titans, +12.5. I think Marcus Mariota is going to surprise people today. He had a horrible preseason. Everybody's leaving him for dead. Ryan Tannehill is expected to take his job if he doesn't perform better. With that being stated, I think the Titans come to play today, but I'm putting him in a teaser. But let's get back to this Minnesota game, guys. Mike Zimmer, all right, one of the best coaches in the National Football League, and a guy who's been absolute money against non-division opponents. The only time the Vikings really lose is against division opponents. And how about this, guys? 37-14-2 against the spread against non-division opponents, including 21-5-1 against the spread at home. I think the Minnesota Vikings are the play today. They're going to win this football game. I'm not in love with the 3.5, but I think they'll win by 4 or more. In the next hour, we're going to get into all the props that we played. I'll be honest with you guys. I like the late card better today. I like the Giants lost the points. I like the Buccaneers against the 49ers. I think the Colts can win this game outright. I like the Giants plus the points, the Colts plus the points. I'm all about taking points later. I like the Detroit Lions as well. But we'll share. We got a ton of props for this Bills and Jets game. Le'Veon Bell to score the first touchdown of the game. They're going to want to welcome him to New York. What better way to welcome him to New York than giving him the ball, letting him score the first touchdown of the season for the New York Jets? Le'Veon Bell +500, first touchdown, is one of many props that we'll give you in the next hour.